Housing for the Aged Action Group, HAG for short, a housing group for older people run by older people. Present
Raise the Roof!
We advocate for secure, affordable and appropriate housing. So listen up on the second and fourth Wednesday of the month at 5:30 p.m. on 3CR 855 on your AM dial.
That's right, you're listening to Raise the Roof, the Housing for the Aged Action Group show here on 3CR, 8:55 a.m. My name's Shane, and I am alone in the studio right now, although I'll have a guest joining me momentarily. Listeners, lots of you probably are familiar or have heard about the Victorian Civil and Administrative Tribunal, or VCAT, and in particular, its Residential Tenancies List, which is the main forum in Victoria for resolving disputes between renters and landlords and parties to other kinds of rental type agreements. VCAT says that it provides fair, efficient and affordable justice. And I think it's fair to say that a lot of our clients and older renters generally have found that that's not always the case. Our guest today has some thoughts about this. So I am joined in the studio by Noel Lim, who is the CEO of Annika Legal. Thanks so much for coming in to talk to us today.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So to get started, I think we've had Annika on the show before, but just for listeners who might not be familiar, can you tell us about what Annika Legal is, like what you do, that sort of thing?
Yeah. So Annika is a community legal centre. We provide free legal support to renters to help them stay in safe homes. Usually that means assisting them in getting their home repaired, particularly if they're living in an unsafe home, also fighting bogus bond claims. And then lastly, a project that we're doing with the Housing for Age Action Group is around supporting renters to address evictions, especially unlawful or retaliatory evictions.
You're right. And what sort of assistance do you give people?
Yeah, so we provide free legal support from advice all the way to negotiating with the other side, either the landlord or the agent, and helping them prepare for VCAT if they need to go there. Often we sort of resolve things before it gets to VCAT, and that's much preferred by everyone, I would imagine.
Yeah.
However, we will help them self-represent. We don't physically represent them at VCAT, and I think a big part of Annika and our approach is that we are a really empowerment based our services are empowerment based, so we're trying to build the client or the renter's legal capability so that while they might benefit from our support this time, most of our clients can actually independently resolve a similar issue in the future. Mm-hmm. And that was something that we really pride ourselves on, and the recent report that we launched shows that if just some basic legal support can really build that capability, because ultimately, we want renters to be able to enforce their rights without having to engage a lawyer.
Yeah, well, I mean, VCAT is designed to be this sort of fair, efficient system for ordinary people to represent themselves and protect their rights. And yeah, that you mentioned the report. So that's the main thing that we've asked you in to talk about today. So the report's called Unrepresented, Improving VCAT and RDRV for Self-Represented Renters. Can you tell us sort of broadly, like what is the report and how did it come about?
Yeah, so we were finding many of our renters had really serious issues, but were really struggling to apply to VCAT. And then also when they got to the VCAT stage, they often found it quite overwhelming. And so we thought to run an action research project on this. And so the Victorian Legal Services Board funded this project to explore two things. One, what is the experience of renters going through VCAT? And secondly, what is the impact of legal support on those renters' legal capability in resolving these types of disputes? And what we found, the headline is that VCAT is designed in such a way which just does not address the huge power imbalance that many renters will face against a landlord or a professional advocate in the real estate agent.
Cool. So, yeah, can you tell us a bit more about that? Like how would you describe that power imbalance? Like, how does that manifest for people?
Yeah, so we found that renters were very the renters that we assisted 158 renters with their cases, all at the VCAT stage, and we found that renters were really really anxious about representing themselves against a professional advocate, and also not confident in a range of different things, from preparing the evidence and applying to VCAT to being at the hearing itself. They're also completely not confident in, they were very concerned about their landlord retaliating because they were going to VCAT. One of the big findings was that over half of the renters we surveyed were not confident that they would, that the system was going to be fair and that they were going to get a fair outcome. And so we found that many of these renters, if you provided them with a bit of legal support, the right kind of support at the right time, that would hugely increase their confidence in being able to present at VCAT and being able to, and even their confidence in the system and fairness of the outcome. Mm-hmm. So that's what we found, was that things for renters at trying to enforce their rights to VCAT are really hard for many, many renters. But at the same time, it doesn't take so much to support them in a way that they can get a fair outcome. And also they're empowered to then resolve future disputes by themselves.
Yeah, that's really good. So could you talk us through an example, like a client or something like that, obviously anonymized?
Yeah, sure. So, and if you've read the report, you'll see some of the quotes are just there are some shockers. Mm-hmm. I think this was, if you are reading the report, please read the quotes. I think they're so powerful. One of the examples was a renter who went to VCAT and had provided all their evidence through the portal, as VCAT has requested, the evidence portal. When they got in there, the VCAT member said, we haven't seen any of your evidence. Renter said, we provided it through the portal. The member said, we changed systems. I haven't seen it. The renter then tried to submit their evidence again, and the member responded, well, no, you've had enough time to submit the evidence. And how infuriating is that? It doesn't get more, there's a feeling of unfairness for someone like that. It's just huge. And I think the other part of this, which is really sad, is that the power imbalance is so huge, where on one side you've got a renter who is trying to secure their home. They're trying to just secure the roof over their head so that they and their family can still live in their home. And in many cases with such a tight rental market, the alternative might mean homelessness. And they're going up against someone who is paid, a real estate agent is paid to do this. They're being paid to attend VCAT. Mm. They have done this many number of times. They've got all of this knowledge that, a renter doesn't have. And so there is this huge power imbalance. Issues like these, evidence issue, the evidence portal issue and many other issues, it just exacerbates that to the point where it becomes this overwhelming, anxiety-provoking experience that the renters we surveyed said it was.
Yeah. I mean, I think the report does a really good job of conveying that for a real estate agent who's getting paid to be there, like you say, an adjournment is barely an inconvenience, whereas a renter might have had to take time off from work, arrange childcare, all kinds of extra steps or burdens that they take on just to be at the hearing.
Yeah. On that point, I'll share two related stories, mm-hmm. because one of the stories was that a renter was called in for the hearing, was really going to struggle to make it in person, and asked for a Zoom hearing. No response from VCAT. And so they had to pull their kids out of school early, bring two young kids to VCAT. And so while they're trying to prepare themselves to present the best case they can to stay in their home, they're managing two noisy kids in a court setting. And the kids are asking them questions what are we doing here? Is everything okay? Mm-hmm. And imagine the pressure for that, especially when you don't have the answers to those questions. Mm-hmm. And so that's the power imbalance where, the landlord or the agent doesn't have to make those sacrifices. They don't have to pull out their kids out of school early, take a day off, all that stuff. Yeah. The other The other story is one which we covered in the report. It's called Hassan's case.
Yeah, this one is absolute shocker.
Yes, it was. There was a bond. There was a bond dispute, and it was very clearly there was very clearly no damage, and so Hassan, our client and renter, knew that he was in the right, and so he applied for the bond. And like, to cut the long story short, it meant that repeatedly, Hassan would apply for the bond, the real estate agent would dispute it, and then at the hearing they wouldn't turn up, and that meant that the VCAT kept adjourning it, to the point that it kept going for over 1,000 days since the initial dispute arose. And so Hassan, who has been trying to get this bond money back that he, you know, might need to put food on the table for his family, is repeatedly having to turn up to these hearings and then just have the matter adjourned. And even when it had been, like, you know, it was about 1,000 days on and the member said, "This is ridiculous, we're awarding you the bond money," just days after that, the agent came back and asked to reopen the case, which VCAT did. And so there's no penalties for this kind of procedural gamesmanship. And I think this is what this is a great example of how, where there is a power imbalance, if you have a system like this, which doesn't penalize this gamesmanship, it exacerbates that imbalance, because if something is slightly worse for the other side, what we're seeing is there are real estate agents who will use that to gain a tactical advantage.
Mm-hmm. So VCAT recently introduced a new service that some people are listening will know about, called Rental Dispute Resolution Victoria, RDRV, which is supposed to resolve some of this stuff, right? Deal with the power imbalance, streamline some of the time and procedural issues. What did you find in terms of RDRV?
So the initial project didn't contemplate RDRV because it wasn't a thing. Mm-hmm. It was formed about 1 year through the project. And so it was really great that we could actually measure it in its early stages. And so we supported 50 renters at RDRV who were with bond disputes.
Mm-hmm. So, sorry, just before you get into it, can you just talk briefly, like, what's the difference between RDRV and a regular VCAT hearing?
Yeah, so the Victorian government, you know, with the rental crisis as it is, acknowledged that we need a better way for tenancy disputes to be resolved. And so they set up RDRV, which is a process where a renter and the landlord or their agent will go through a mediation, and it would be for certain types of cases, for example, bonds and some repairs, and it is aimed to be a more informal process where you have mediation. It's not a binding decision like it is at VCAT. And so there are a few of these differences. I think one of the really big things is that it's supposed to have a much quicker turnaround. Mm-hmm. And so for these issues, it would be, the Victorian government markets it as fast, fair, and free. Mm-hmm. And we did see that it was definitely much faster in many respects.
Yeah.
Some of the issues that we did see in RDRV, which were actually very concerning, were that renters were not given the information that they needed, and in some cases were given misinformation, which sort of steer them towards acting against their own interests. So, as an example, we supported renters with 50 bond cases, and in bond cases, the onus of proof is on the landlord. Like, the landlord must provide the evidence to be able to claim the bond, and that wasn't told to almost every single renter, and almost every renter was asked to make a offer of settlement before they'd seen any evidence, and that is really concerning, because you've got renters who don't understand that they're, like, the other side has to make the case, but they should make an offer even though they haven't seen the other side's case.
Mm-hmm.
And especially when you consider all of the other data we collected about how anxious renters feel and how, not confident they are about representing themselves ad vocat against an agent. That is a really threatening and scary message to receive, saying you're going to need to make an offer of settlement if you want to avoid a VCAT hearing.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty incredible. It doesn't really seem like that's best practice for mediation, you know, setting aside the sort of general or the importance of procedural fairness and things like that when it comes to a VCAT decision.
Yeah, it's look, I will say that with all of these like alternative dispute resolutions, when it comes to doing that with a power imbalance, there is a, you know, you have to do it a very specific way. One of our main recommendations was that the mediators or the resolution coordinators need to be trained to identify and address those power imbalances throughout that RDRV process. Mm-hmm. And so I think, yeah, that was something that was concerning. But at the same time, I think with RDRV, it's relatively new. It was started, like, I think the thinking behind it was really sound, and that we do need a better way to resolve these disputes. And so I'm really hopeful that thinking plus the feedback that we've been able to provide RDRV will instigate some of the change that we want to see to make it, you know, truly a much fairer process. Mm-hmm. Instead of what it seems now, which is closer to prioritizing efficiency over fairness.
Yeah. And I mean, I guess, you know, it comes across in the report that a lot of the problems that you're identifying are driven by this need to prioritize efficiency in a system that sees so many applications and so many disputes. So can you tell us a bit about some of the recommendations you made? Like, we've talked a lot about the problems, but what are some solutions?
Yep. So the, with RDRV, I think that was a really big recommendation around making sure that the mediators had sufficient training, and generally to make sure that things that it prioritized fairness, not just efficiency. Some of the other things in RDRV was to make sure that renters understood things like the onus of proof and be provided this information at the outset in really plain English. For VCAT, we made a number of recommendations which centre around making sure VCAT is designed for a renter to be able to use this process without needing legal representation. And so so some of these are as simple as making sure that the VCAT application form and other documents and forms are all in plain English, that they can be understood. We have seen so many renters who could not apply for VCAT just because they did not understand the form. Mm-hmm. Making sure that the processes are really clear, but also just communicating with the renter. We've had situations where renters will just be completely in the dark about what's happening with their case. They won't have received the information that they need to actually understand what's going on. And when they do receive information, it often isn't in a way that they can easily understand it. And when they seek to clarify things with VCAT, they either get no response or they get conflicting information from different people at VCAT.
Yeah, as someone who deals with VCAT regularly, I found it very validating to see how common these problems are.
And it is pretty scary to think that if it's hard for a lawyer, and like it's going to be a really overwhelming proposition for many renters, who especially those who are vulnerable and who are probably going through some of the toughest times that they might have in their life when they're trying to keep their family in a safe home. I think also with what we hope for, our vision is that renters can resolve their disputes without legal representation, but we know that that will take time, both in terms of changing the system and building renters' legal capability. And so one of the other recommendations in the report is to fund legal support that builds that capability, because mm-hmm. we collected some really really strong data on just how much of an impact it makes when a renter receives the right kind of support at the right time. And in those cases, 77% of those renters were able to independently resolve a similar dispute in the future. That's not just solving this problem, that's solving the problem for the rest of time. And it means that, yes, their renter feels empowered. They're going to have more, they're going to feel like they have more control, more dignity It also means that there are fewer cases at VCAT because the renter can resolve them. And it also means that there are fewer legal supports required to be provided. And so this kind of feels like a win for everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. So you only launched the report last week, but has there been much of a response so far?
Yeah, definitely. There was wide media coverage, and we've already, we've either briefed or been asked to brief VCAT, Consumer Affairs Victoria, Minister for Consumer Affairs, and the Parliamentary Secretary for Renting. So yeah, that was all within a week.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, and so, and look, I think I'm really great. I'm really grateful for the interest from the the policymakers and the people who do have the power to change these things. Mm-hmm. We will definitely be briefing them, and I'm really hopeful that that it does affect change. Mm-hmm. Last year we released the Broken Bond Report, and it made some recommendations about the bond system, which were adopted 4 months later. Similarly high hopes for this report and its recommendations.
Excellent. So if people want to either look at the report themselves or get some of the legal assistance that you talked about, how can they find out more about Annika?
Yeah, annikalegal.com. You'll be able to, if you are experiencing a tenancy issue, you need a repair, unfair bond dispute, or certain types of evictions, it'll be very easy to find the help button there. And then if you also look at our reports, you'll be able to read the unrepresented report. If you do it soon, there'll be a banner, which will be very easy for you to just click into. You can read about all of the issues, but also the recommendations that we have for making sure that renters can resolve their disputes fairly and everyone can be empowered to thrive in a safe home.
Cool. So that's... You're listening to Raise the Roof, the Housing for the Age Action Group show on 3CR, 8:55 a.m. And we're going to hear a couple of community service announcements now. Thanks so much for coming in today. That was really great.
Yeah, fantastic. Thanks, Shane.
If you're experiencing family violence, free legal support is available. You may need support with obtaining protection, setting up safe parenting arrangements, organising a new visa, getting into safe housing, or making sure bills and bank accounts are split fairly. Community legal centres have expertise in helping people who experience family violence and can provide confidential advice to help you understand your rights and legal options. Reach out today for guidance and support. Visit www.fclc.org.au and click Get Help to find a community legal centre near you. You don't have to face family violence alone. If you're currently in crisis, please contact Safe Steps on 1800 015 188. Federation of Community Legal Centres is a 3CR supporter.
Has Centrelink made a decision you disagree with? Most Centrelink decisions can be appealed up to 3 times. Examples of decisions you can appeal include whether you're eligible for a payment, cancellation or suspension of your payment, how much you get paid, and Centrelink debts. One of the most common Centrelink decisions appealed are Centrelink debts. Centrelink will say you owe a debt if the staff determine you've been paid more than you should have. Debts can occur for a variety of reasons. In some instances, if there's been an administrative error or if you have special circumstances, you may not have to repay that debt. The appeal process is free, but time limits can apply and will affect your entitlement to back payment. Social Security Rights Victoria is a specialist community legal centre providing Victorians free advice to help you understand your Centrelink issues and the appeal processes. You can contact Social Security Rights Victoria on 9481 0355 or online at ssrv.org.au. The Federation of Community Legal Centres is a 3CR supporter.
All right, we are almost out of time for this week, but before we go, I wanted to mention that in the last episode, Liz talked a bit about no reason notices to vacate, or specifically notices to vacate for the end of a fixed term or a period of occupancy. The Victorian government, as we talked about in more detail last week, recently got rid of these notices for regular tenancies or is getting rid of them, whereas these sorts of notices to vacate still exist for rooming houses, caravan parks and residential parks. HAG is preparing some policy work around this, and if you are someone who's received a notice to vacate specifically for the end of a fixed term, either in a rooming house, a caravan park or a residential park, a part for a park, we would love to hear from you and get a bit of a case study. We won't share any personal details. It'll be anonymized, but we would find it really useful. You can give me a call personally, Shane at HAG. And I guess it's that time of the show where we give out the contact information. So if you would like to get in touch about that specific policy issue or about some of our policy work more generally, or get involved in any of our working groups, the best number to call is 9654 7389. That's 9654 7389. If you'd like to give us a call because you want to get some information about your rights or get some other sort of housing assistance, help with finding a place, etc., the best number to call is 1300 765 178. That's 1300 765 178. You can also find us online at oldertenants.org.au. You can find us on various social media and things like that. If you want to check out Anika Legal, the website again is anikalegal.com. And the report is really worth a read if you're interested in the sorts of topics that we talk about dispute resolution and things like that. Just about time for us to wrap up. I'm going to leave you with a song. And because I'm alone in the studio, left to my own devices, I get to pick the song. Nobody can argue with me about it. And I couldn't possibly resist this one. Charlie XCX has just released a song called House. So it's even housing themed. And it's with John Cale from the Velvet Underground. And I think some of our listeners who don't like it when I play contemporary pop surely will appreciate John Cale, the legend. So, going to leave you here. We'll be back. I think we're going to be broadcasting all the way through December, right up till Christmas, maybe Christmas Eve even, I think, is the show. Maybe I'll finally fulfill my long-held dream of rewriting a Christmas carol to be about the three ghosts of housing, past, present, and future, and a bad landlord. But probably not. Probably just be a regular show. But in any case, I hope you'll be listening. Thanks very much for listening this week. And we'll leave you with that song now. Thanks. Bye.